Miriam Ibrahim's case takes a turn for the better in Sudan. There are reasons to rejoice in Nigeria, and an audio ministry reaches a technological milestone. Details coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's good news coming out of Sudan about Miriam Ibrahim. She's the Christian woman who was sentenced to death because of her Christian faith. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
She had been sentenced to be whipped and then to be executed. That sentence has now been overturned by an appeals court in Sudan, and we understand there are reports from Reuters that she actually has already been set free from the prison.
Why does he think she was released? International pressure. He says Christians started the outcry from their PrisonerAlert.com website,
which is a website where people can write letters to Christians in prison, but they can also write letters to government officials in the countries that are holding Christians. And she's been freed. This is a great victory and a great praise to the Lord. There are still Christians in prison around the world.
Pray these Christians will be released from their captors, but in the meantime, that they'll lead many to Jesus through their testimony. We turn next to Nigeria, where there's still no trace of more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped in April by the Boko Haram. A special committee created to investigate the abduction submitted their final report Friday. We have the details of that on our website. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, says Nigerian missionaries are sharing the gospel with Boko Haram radicals. As a result, lives are being saved. Pray for continued boldness to share God's word. This is Mission Network News. China is demanding Bibles and posing a challenge. How do you give Bibles to people when there are none to give? The government is limiting the number of Chinese Bibles printed. Barry Werner of Bibles for China explains this is due to the extreme influx of Bibles printed in recent years.
I think the Chinese government got their attention, and any time that outside influences are influencing a segment of the society in China, they look at that and then they put some more restrictive policies in place to control that.
With more hoops to jump through, Bibles for China hopes to see a unique bond among believers in China.
The believers have to work together. I mean, it's the Word of God. And these Chinese believers are not frivolous Christians. The Word of God is very precious to them. And when one person has the Word of God, they're not at all selfish. They share that.
You can support this effort through your prayers.
Again, it's a matter of prayer. If the door is open but there's no supply, one's just as tough as the other.
Meanwhile, preparations are underway for summer Bible camps in the former Soviet nations of Central Asia. At the same time, religious restrictions are on the rise. Sergei Rakhuba of Russian Ministry shares why their partners are concerned.
In the last several years, we observed that the issues of religious freedom have been increasingly disturbing. The evangelical church is very much limited, very much under pressure today on their outreach activities.
We have a full report at missionnetworknews.org. For now, camp leaders are using sports to introduce kids to Christ.
We cannot call it a Bible camp there in the Central Asia, but a community sport festival attracts lots of children.
Would you add these summer camps to your prayer list?
Pray, but also contribute, if possible, and partner with us to provide an opportunity for a needy child to hear the gospel.
And advancing technology affects all areas of life, including Christian ministry. Faith Comes by Hearing just announced they've surpassed 1 million Bible stick and proclaimer units produced and distributed worldwide. As technology develops, these audio Bible platforms allow easier access to the gospel in over 800 languages, reaching millions and even being the starting point for many churches. Pray for and financially support this work through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free copy of the devotional Voices in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions. It's 100 true stories of God's servants who are working in the hard places. It's a great resource to study by yourself or with family members. Call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.